Now, I come today into this second chapter. You find that this chapter opens with the prayer of Hannah. And this is one of the great prayers of the Scripture. Let me begin reading now, verse 1, chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord." The horn speaks of strength, something to hold on to. And she says, her strength, it's in the Lord. "And my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Now, it's quite obvious what this woman, Hannah, is rejoicing over. God has given her a child. There's been a present deliverance. Now, as we've indicated before many times on this program, salvation comes in three tenses. It's such a wonderful thing. We can say, "I have been saved." And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath," right now, "everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment or condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now that means that God has delivered us by the death of Christ from the guilt of sin. That's justification. Now God has delivered us from what the old theologians call the pollution of sin. And that's a present deliverance. That is a deliverance from the weaknesses of the flesh, the sins of the flesh, and the thoughts of the mind, and the actions of the will. That is a present deliverance, and that, of course, is what Hannah is talking about. We call that today sanctification. And then there is the deliverance of death, that which is in the future. And he has delivered us from that. "Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And so that is a future deliverance. I have been saved. I am being saved. I shall be saved. And she says, "I rejoice in thy salvation." You remember Jonah said, "Salvation is of the Lord." And the psalmist again and again says, "Salvation is of the Lord." And that's the great truth of salvation by the grace of God today. It means that we've been justified freely by his grace. And that word "freely" means without a cause. No cause in us. He found the explanation in himself. And so this is a very wonderful prayer. Let me move through it rather hurriedly. Verse 2, "There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Now, the Lord is spoken of as a rock in the Old Testament. Now, the Lord Jesus is called the chief cornerstone. And he spoke of that, "On this rock I will build my church." And the same rock that Hannah rested on is the rock we rest on today. There's no rock like our God, by the way. Now, verse 3, "Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." And when we come to God in prayer, we need to be very careful, friends, that we do not let our pride cause us to stumble. That we recognize our weakness, recognize our insufficiency, our inability, and the fact that we have really no claim on God. Sometimes we hear people say, "Why didn't God hear my prayer?" Well, to put it very frankly, why should he? What claim do you have on him? Well, my friends, we have a wonderful claim, and that's when we come in the name of Christ. We have his right and his claim. But you must remember, it must be according to his will.